This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. President Draupadi Murmu has urged young doctors to work for those sections of the society that need medical services the most, underlining that many rural and tribal areas still lack high-quality health services. Addressing the first convocation ceremony of AIIMS Gorakhpur, she also urged all stakeholders associated with medical education to provide such an ecosystem to future doctors in which they learn about topics including doctor-patient communication and the role of empathy in healing and trust building.
डॉक्टरों का समाज और देश के विकास में अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण योगदान होता है ये केवल रोग का इलाज नहीं करते बल्कि एक स्वस्थ समाज की नींव भी रखते हैं मैं आप सभी से अपेक्षा करती हूं कि आप अपने ज्ञान का उपयोग केवल अपने करियर में आगे बढ़ने के लिए ना करें आप समाज के उन वर्गों के लिए भी कार्य करें जिन्हें चिकित्सा सेवाओं की सर्वाधिक आवश्यकता है इसके लिए जरूरी है कि डॉक्टरों की सेवाएं ग्रामीणों और दूर दराज क्षेत्रों में भी उपलब्ध हो
Addressing the program, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said that in the last few years, health facilities in the state have improved manifold. He added that AIIMS Gorakhpur is providing services to a large number of patients, not only from the state but also from Bihar and Nepal. Earlier in the day, the President addressed the 11th convocation ceremony of the Indian Veterinary Research Institute in Bareilly. PM Modi will embark on a five-nation visit to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia beginning Wednesday. Addressing a special media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary Economic Relations in the External Affairs Ministry, Damu Ravi, said the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana from 2nd to 3rd of next month on the first leg of his five-nation tour. He said this will be his first ever bilateral visit to Ghana. In Telangana, 12 workers have been killed and over 26 injured in a blast at a pharma company in Sangareddy district yesterday. The incident occurred at Sigachi Industry, which triggered a huge fire and engulfed the premise of the company. About a dozen fire tenders and teams of disaster response forces took part in the rescue and relief activities. The rescue activities are underway. President Draupadi Murmu and PM Modi have expressed condolences to the victims of the fire accident. Mr. Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to next of the kin of those killed from the PM's National Relief Fund and 50,000 rupees to the injured. Around 4.96 crore electors in Bihar do not need to submit any document in the ongoing special intensive revision of the Election Commission in the state. Their children are also not required to submit any other document relating to their parents. These voters are in the 2003 electoral roll of Bihar, which has been uploaded by the Commission on its website. The ease of availability of the 2003 electoral rolls will hugely facilitate the ongoing special intensive revision in the state, as nearly 60% of the total electorate in Bihar will not have to submit any document. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah chaired a Manthan Baithak with the Ministers of Cooperation of all states and union territories in New Delhi. The event marks the celebration of International Year of Cooperatives 2025 and the purpose of the Manthan Baithak is to review ongoing schemes to strengthen the cooperative movement in India, assess achievements and provide a dynamic platform to promote collaboration. He said PM Modi established the Ministry of Cooperation with the objective of reviving the long-standing tradition of cooperation in the country. Gross GST collections have doubled in 5 years to reach an all-time high of 22.8 lakh crore rupees in the financial year 2024-25. According to the GST data, a year-on-year growth of 9.4% has been witnessed in the tax collection during last 5 years. In 2020-21, the total collection was 11.37 lakh crore rupees. The number of active taxpayers has also seen a sharp rise as there are over 1 crore and 51 lakh active GST registrations as of 30th April this year. Today, the Goods and Services Tax will complete 8 years since its rollout. Ministry of Railways has rationalised the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paisa per kilometre and for AC classes by 2 paisa per kilometre. The ministry has said that there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. Normal life has been severely disrupted in Himachal Pradesh due to heavy monsoon rains. On one hand, rivers and streams are in spate, while on the other, incidents of landslides and house collapses are on the rise. The spell of heavy rainfall continues across Himachal Pradesh, causing water levels in all major rivers and streams to rise. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain in several parts of the state until July 5. And that is the end of this news bulletin.